Big Sister, the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment, after this message from our sponsor. Two things happened yesterday which are going to have far-reaching effects on our story. One of them took place in New York, with Diane Carville, her nerves strained to the breaking point, deciding that if she doesn't get some word of John by Monday, she will do something drastic. The other happened in Glen Falls, when Nettie made his disastrous attempt to patch things up with hope, an attempt that made things even worse than they were before. It's morning now, and Reed Bannister is on his way to the office when...
Dr. Bannister? Oh, Dr. Bannister!
Hmm? Oh. Hello, Hope.
I don't want to take up your time, Dr. Bannister. I know how busy you are, but I just wondered if you'd seen Nettie lately.
Why, yes, Hope. I saw him just the other day. And I imagine I'll be seeing him either this afternoon or this evening.
This afternoon?
Well, he's staying at Dr. Carville's, you know. I run into him quite frequently. Would you like me to give him a message for you?
No, thanks. I said everything I had to say to him last night.
You saw him last night?
Yes, I saw him. He came crawling back again, back home. Wanted to patch things up, but...
Nothing doing, huh?
I should say not.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing, Hope. Absolutely nothing.
You don't like me very much, do you?
Frankly, I haven't given the matter much thought.
Well, I have been thinking quite a lot about you, and I've decided I don't like you very much. Especially after what Nettie told me last night.
Why, Hope, you're breaking my heart. What did he tell you that spoiled our beautiful friendship?
Now, you stop that, Reed Bannister, looking down your nose at me, just because you're a doctor and have a little more education than I have.
My dear Hope, you probably won't believe this, but I've never looked down my nose at anyone in my life.
Well, I certainly don't believe it, because you're doing it right now. And you've sure got a nerve after what you've been doing.
Now, just what have I been doing?
Oh, maybe you're fooling some people, but you're not fooling me. Nettie told me about your lending him the money on the garage so he can pay Frank back. And what I'd like to know is why you're doing it.
Well, the Humane Society can relax now. The cat's finally out of the bag. So that's why you stopped me.
Yeah, that's why I stopped you. I wanted to know. Why are you lending Nettie that money?
Very simply, Hope, because he asked me for it.
Oh, just like that, huh?
Yes, just like that. Because he asked me, because I like Nettie, and because it seems like a sound investment.
Well, if you feel that way about it, why didn't you give it to him in the first place before he borrowed it from Frank?
Again, very simply, because he didn't ask me for it then. Besides, I was under the impression that it wasn't he who borrowed the money from Frank, but you. And that was the reason for your present, shall we say, disagreement?
Oh, it's all my fault, because I wanted to help him. Well, all right, I did borrow that money from Frank. And Frank gave it to him because he's a member of the family and because he likes to help young people. And now, shall I tell you why you gave Nettie that money?
Oh, I'd be most interested to hear.
Because of Ruth, that's why. Because you're in love with her. And you think if you do her brother a favor, it'll give you a chance with her.
That's very astute of you, Hope.
Oh, I'm not as dumb as some people think. And Ruth let Nettie take the money because she likes you, too. She probably figures it'll all be in the family someday anyway, so why not take it now?
Not just a minute, Hope.
You don't like me to talk that way about Ruth, do you? Most people don't like the truth when it hurts. Ruth trying to run Nettie's life and mine. She can't even run her own. The real reason John left her was probably because of you. Because he knew what was going on between you and because he couldn't...
And may I make a suggestion, Hope, as a doctor? I think one of the best things you can do is go home right now and wash your mouth out with a good, strong antiseptic.
What do you mean?
I say your mouth because I don't know how we can get at that foul little brain of yours. And as a doctor, I'd hate to see you poison yourself completely.
Why, you... You can't talk to me like that.
Oh, yes, I can. Don't forget, my name is Reed Bannister, not Nettie Evans.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. It's late afternoon now, the end of a long and tiring day. And Reed Bannister is alone in his office when the phone rings. For a moment, he looks as if he doesn't intend to answer. Then...
Dr. Bannister speaking.
Reed, this is Diane Carville.
Diane? Where are you calling from?
New York. How is Dad?
You ought to be able to answer that.
What do you mean?
How do you think he is? With you where you are, doing what you're doing. He's sick.
Reed, don't do that. Don't say things like that to me.
Well, you asked me, didn't you? What do you want me to do? Lie and say he's fine?
No, but... Do we have to have that note of outraged virtue in your voice? I know what you think of me. You don't have to rub it in.
I'm sorry, Diane. It's just that I've had a pretty hard day and... Well, you really do feel badly about it, don't you?
He's the only person I ever cared for in my whole life, besides John.
Do you want me to call him? He's upstairs resting, but I'm sure...
No, Reed. That would only make things worse. As a matter of fact, I'd rather you didn't even tell him I phoned.
Just as you like. Why did you phone?
Reed, I know you don't like me, but you're not a cruel person. You've got to tell me the truth. You've just got to. Is John there?
John?
Yes. There in Glen Falls. Has he come back to Ruth?
No, Diane, he hasn't.
You're lying. I can tell you're lying, even over the phone. He is there, but you're not saying he is because you don't want me to come home.
Now, you'd better pull yourself together, Diane. What earthly reason would I have for lying? What possible difference could it make to me if you came home or not?
Yes, I suppose that's true. You might lie to John to keep him away so as to leave you a clear field with Ruth, but... Oh, I'm sorry, Reed. It's just that I'm half crazy.
Now, suppose you start from the beginning. Tell me the whole story.
There's nothing to tell you. He's just gone, that's all.
How long now?
About 3 weeks. It's hard to say exactly.
Well, you've asked around, I suppose. Spoken to any friends who might know anything?
Of course. There are only two of them. Fred Davis and Peter Steele. Neither of them know anything. Just seems to have disappeared into thin air.
I see.
Ada, I'm frightened. You don't think he might have...
How did he seem the last time you saw him?
Bad. Very bad. Completely defeated and completely disinterested in everything.
Meaning you?
No, Reed. I'm not even thinking about that anymore. You know him as well as anyone, Reed. Do you think he's capable?
Offhand, I'd say no. And if something really serious had happened to him, we would have heard about it. He must have had some identification on him. Where are you staying now, Diane? Where can you be reached?
The Riverside Hospital. I'm working there. Why?
I'll take the late train into New York, and I'll call you as soon as I get there.
Oh, Reed, that's wonderful. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
I'm not doing it for you, Diane. I'm doing it for myself, to prove... I wonder just exactly what I am trying to prove.
And now let's go upstate again, to the farm in the heart of the apple country where we were yesterday. It's almost quitting time in the huge orchards, the itinerant fruit pickers still on the trees, the full barrels moving out to the trucks. Again, our beefy friend the contractor is talking to the owner of the farm.
Yes, we're coming along. Going to have you cleaned up in another 2 days. Now, that's not bad, considering the riffraff you've got to use to do the work. Remember that character I pointed out to you last night, the one I said you could pass off as somebody, even a doctor or a lawyer? You dressed him up? Yes, that's right, Wayne. John Wayne. Well, at least that's what he said his name was. Well, I was over at the shacks last night, checking up on some things, and there he was outside. So tired, he couldn't sleep. Came up to me and he told me he was quitting. I was wrong about him. I had him down for a drunk. You can always tell how long they'll work, just long enough to get the scratch for a good binge. But there are some kinds that are hard of the spot. His kind. See this apple? It looks okay, doesn't it? Good color, firm. Just this one little brown part here. But squeeze it hard. That's right. Rotten inside. Just like him. Nothing there. Nothing.
Two women thinking about John, wondering where he is. Big Sister suffering quietly, and Diane becoming increasingly desperate. While far upstate, talking about him, a beefy man crushes a rotten apple with his flabby hands. And now a message from our sponsor. Mm-hmm. join us tomorrow on Big Sister. This is Glenn Riggs speaking.